you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, before we even start this week's episode, we wanted to make a big announcement. Boston fans, we hope you don't have any other plans on Halloween night because Martinis and Murder is coming to the Wilbur on Thursday, October 31st for a very special live Halloween show. So you can come in costume, but no props like wands or swords. You will not be able to enter. But we are so excited to be coming to Boston for the first time. Tickets are standard $27, or if you want to meet us and take a photo with us, you can have the VIP meet and greet ticket, and that is $62. But you can buy tickets at bit.ly/mmboston, or you can just click in the link in our show notes or any of our social media accounts. By now, you should know where to find us. We hope to see you there. This is late breaking news, so no one else is on this part of the podcast, but we're going to get back into the regular show now. But please, if you're in the Boston area, come see us on Halloween night. It's going to be spooky and fun. Hi.
I missed you.
Oh, look who happened to join us today.
I'm just back from my, you know, gallivanting across Europe trip, darling, and I decided to pop in
with
for a little
British accent.
Yes, a little British accent, yes.
Oh, but you were in Greece, though.
I was, but here's the thing.
But here's the thing,
darling, with the sport of tea. I was in London for 2 nights first.
Oh, were you? I didn't realize
then
that.
Then flew to Heraklion, Crete, and apparently Crete.
Back to
look
America.
At that code switching, yeah. Yep. Apparently, Crete is like a big vacation spot for the Brits, not for Americans. So everyone thought we were British until we opened our, American mouths. And then
right.
I think they were like, you're from Jersey, aren't you? I'm like, yeah. Yes.
Was this strictly vacation or were you there for some other reason?
Strictly vacation.
Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha.
I got away London 2 nights, Crete for 8 or 9, I can't remember. And then Paris for 1 before
Lovely.
Flying back. Yeah.
What a nice European vacation. I was just watching National Lampoon's European Vacation last
same
night.
Thing.
Yeah,
it was
same thing.
It's basically a doc of what
right.
I did. But before we get to that,
we'll
listen,
we'll
we always say that interesting, great shit happens when I'm away.
Yeah.
This time is no different.
Yeah. While you were gone.
While I was gone, all the good stuff happens, which, you know, makes me feel not self-conscious at all. We have a massive show, spooky show, coming up Boston.
Live show.
On Halloween at the Wilbur on Halloween night, guys. Guys, we need to see you. I need to see Boston fans. I need to yell some, like, Boston sucks at them, you know, Red Sox stuff. You know, like, come fight me. I want to see it.
Come fight
me. It's Halloween, but we're doing a live show for Martinis and Murder on Halloween night
at the
Wilbur.
Yep.
So excited. Guys, we want you to be there. DM us if you're coming. John, where can they actually get tickets? Because we're going to put this in our show notes as well. But
yes, and you can get tickets at oxygen.tv/mmboston, all lowercase, or you can just click right into your show notes here on the podcast because it's linked in there. Thanks to Megan. I did want to say, because a lot of people over the years have like begged us to come to Boston.
Yes.
And I am so excited. We're finally going to be doing a show there. So if you are listening from Boston, I don't know how, listen, we have only done what, 2 or 3 live shows this year total.
Yeah.
So these are going to be somewhat rare and far in between, you know, so make sure if you're living in the Boston area, you come see us. We want to see you. We're giving away prizes.
Oh,
we're
giving away
games.
You're going to be seeing some very infamous photos of John Thrasher that he has been teasing us about for quite some time.
Should I say what the tease is?
I think you should just say it.
So listen, here's the thing. It's Halloween. Mm-hmm. And if this show were on any other day of the year, this wouldn't even be happening.
No,
but
right.
If you buy a ticket to the Boston show, by the way, we do have meet and greet tickets.
Yes. So you can hang out with us after the show and have a martini.
Exactly. So those are going to be very special. There aren't many of those left, by the way. So if you're listening, you want to come and meet us and talk to us, take a picture, get those tickets. But because it is Halloween and because we've talked about this on the show before and it incited a riot, frankly, to post this picture, I will be potentially revealing live on
not potentially 100% happening. It's definitely happening and making it happen.
Debatable, but live on stage, the photo of me as Amy Winehouse.
Yes.
From 2008, Megan's laughing. When I, you know, the famous story I shared on the show, which I didn't think people would even care about, but it turned out to be a big moment on the show this
year. It's worth the ticket price.
You've seen the photo.
To see this photo, people.
That's
like,
true, yeah. And like, it won't be shared anywhere else.
We always joke that John's like, you know, I don't want to say prudish, but he doesn't curse as much. He's nicer than me. He's the better version of
me.
Well,
when compared
to
you.
Exactly.
You know.
He comes down to my level now with this pick, and you guys need to absolutely see it. We're so excited. We might dress up in costume. We have still to talk about
it. We do need to figure that part out.
We still have to talk about it, but we really want to see you guys there. It's going to be so much fun. We're talking a lot of scary, spooky shit.
Spooky shit will be there. Matt will unfortunately be there.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to see him. It's not like that big of a deal, but like, you should.
I'm just excited to get on stage again, honestly. I will say, too.
In a new city,
and like, it's just kind of crazy to think how much we've done in just a couple of years with a show. And I will admit, in the beginning, it was kind of like nerve-wracking to do these live shows. But now, especially after the Gramercy Theater show in New York, this
is so fun.
I just feel so excited to see you guys listening and have fun, especially on Halloween. It's just Boston. I don't know.
And
just
I will say,
perfect.
Some of the cases that we are going to be covering, there's a couple cases that we're going to be covering, has exclusive footage that you guys have never seen before. That auction has obtained. So you definitely want to hit the show. I don't even think we're going to be posting it as a podcast.
No,
so
yeah,
it's kind of your one and done, very exclusive type of experience. So please come. We want to see you in Boston. I know there's tons of college kids. DM us if you're coming, because we absolutely want to see your faces.
Oh yeah, we should mention.
Yes.
If you DM us your ticket, your confirmation ticket.
Yes.
By the way, do not post it. Just DM it to
us. Yeah, DM it to us.
Our DMs are open. Slide up into them.
Right.
We will give you...
That was sexual.
I know. It did sound... I didn't mean
Megan,
for it to
you
be.
Megan, you felt that too, right? You got a little quiver. Megan's married.
Excuse me. I am pure. That was not sexual.
You're virginal.
Exactly. So I wasn't even thinking that.
Yeah, I'm
so
sure
pure.
You weren't.
But slide up into those DMs.
Yep, and there it is.
And show us your confirmation ticket, and we will give you a shout out on a future episode. And we typically only save those for like 2 people in an episode, but we're going to give everyone who shows us your confirmation ticket a shout out. So listen,
the more the merrier.
Even if you don't live in Boston, buy the ticket. No, don't do that, because then it'll be like an empty theater. But you know what I'm saying.
That would be kind of hilarious. Matt like buys 100 tickets just to purposely make
or
it.
Or like
empty.
Your mom. You know what I can
do? Yeah, right.
I mean?
She would.
She loves the show and she just wants the support.
But invite your friends. The more you invite, you know, the more shout outs you're going to get, guys.
Oh, I will say another thing. We're going to have exclusive merch that we have not sold anywhere else there. I won't even tell you. Maybe there's a lunchbox.
It's pretty exciting, actually.
Maybe there's a lunchbox.
Bonchance, yes.
Maybe. Anyway,
oh, look at me. I'm so European.
You are, mon chance.
So will you appeal.
It's going to be a really fun night, and it's going to be one of our last shows of the year, so please come see us.
Is there something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals?
Maybe it's spending too much time obsessing about true crime.
No, John, that can only be a healthy thing.
Well, then maybe it's Matt.
Yeah, his voice is probably giving people nightmares.
Well, Dedicators, you can use BetterHelp online counseling.
Good point, John. Take a drink.
You can schedule video and phone sessions, plus chat and text with your therapist.
And the licensed therapist specialized in depression, stress, relationships, LGBT matters, grief, and much, much more. more.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Martinis and Murder listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code MARTINIS.
So why not get started today? Go to betterhelp.com/martinis.
Simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. That's betterhelp.com/martinis.
Okay, enough about Boston.
Let's get to Crete.
Well, I want to know about your vacation beyond just acting like you're British. Like, what else did
you do? That was I would say 98% of the trip.
Right.
That's about it.
Yeah. You were
Crete
a Spice Girl.
I was. Mm-hmm. Crete is, let me tell you.
Your pictures and Instagram, unbelievable.
But like, it was no filter.
Yeah.
Like, that was literally what the island was like. We rented a car. We drove the entire western part of the island. It's not a big, big island. You know, you could probably do the perimeter in 6-7 hours. So
are
it's
you driving
huge.
On the left side of the road?
Nope.
No, not in Crete.
Thank God. And thank God Carson was driving.
I was going
to
say.
So she took the helm there. But, you know, it kind of looks like.
Are you a good
like,
driver? Sorry to
I
ask.
Am a good driver.
Okay, gotcha.
But it kind of looks like Mars a little bit. Like, it's so uninhabited. And, like, it's untouched. It's like this gem of earth that just hasn't been really uncovered yet. And we went to 4 different cities. We went to Matala. So we flew into Heraklion. We went to this place called Knossos, which is the oldest civilization in the world, considered the first civilization.
Oh my God.
So we took a bunch of pictures there and it was like incredible to see all these ruins and stuff like that.
Mm.
We drove down to Matala, which is where Joni Mitchell wrote her famous album Blue.
Oh.
And it's me and Carson's like favorite album together. We really like it. So it was absolutely like
that's amazing. How romantic, by the way.
It was actually pretty romantic. And then we drove to Elefenisi, which is this famous pink sand beach, and then Hanya, and then Rethymno. And just the beaches were like unreal. I really wanted to go to Balos Beach, and I sort of made them do this treacherous drive. I mean, like
cliffside type of stuff?
Cliffside without any railings, you're driving, you know, like you can pass people on the street. You can pass people on cars on the road. They just kind of like move to the right a little bit and you make a 2-lane highway, a 3-lane highway so that people can pass. And like,
chills.
There's not really cops. I mean, it's sort of untouched land. And the way I've been describing it, because a lot of people go to Greece and a lot of people visit Athens, but a lot of people visit Mykonos and Santorini. Those are the clubbier islands.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not a club goer. I'm more like a dive bar girl.
Sure.
Crete was definitely like that. I mean, everything, it was just like one bar in some of these towns, one restaurant, but it was
probably more touristy as well, right?
Yeah. And Mykonos and Santorini, sure. Here, it wasn't once in it all. Everything is dirt cheap.
Okay.
You drive everywhere pretty much. And let me just say that I have a touchy stomach, if you will. I thrive on routine. You know, I sort of have to eat at the same time every day. If I wake up too early, I haven't got enough sleep, I get very nauseous.
Mm.
And so the time difference can really fuck me up.
Totally, yeah.
And I tend to not be hungry when I'm supposed to eat. And then I get all, it's just bad.
That's the traveling in general. It just messes everything up like that.
Exactly.
It's
just bad. Yeah. But I will say that when I arrived in Matala, and we arrived in Heraklion and then Matala, the Mediterranean diet is literally the best thing in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we would ask, what's your fresh fish of the day? And they'd literally show us the bucket of fish that they caught.
Oh,
and we'd eat it right
God.
From the ocean. Like, so fresh. You could eat that all day. We never got sick of it. We ordered a Greek salad at every single meal. We had fresh fish. I was deboning things for the girls. Like, they didn't know how to necessarily take the head away. I learned that eating the fish cheek is actually the most tender, delicious part of the fish. So we did try that in Elefenisi. I was the first.
Okay.
And it is very tender, very, very moist. You can sort of tell the flavor of the fish by eating the cheek, but it was just incredible. You know, we would drink bottles of wine, never hungover, not once. And it was something to do with the Greek air or the diet, because when we got to Paris for one night, we had one bottle of wine
and it was
me, Carson, and my friend Allie just hungover as hell. We were like, what? Like, something about the diet there is incredible. I could be a pescatarian now for sure. It was some of the best food, just the best people. There wasn't really too much of a language barrier, which was great. And everyone just thought we were so exotic coming from New York and Los Angeles. We went snorkeling and I went ATVing for my first time
my
on these
God.
Cliffs.
That's amazing.
And if you look at my Instagram, I did sort of a carousel of these Crete pictures. And the first one is sort of me up on this cliff. And it's like one of the highest points in Crete from our ATV riding. And then I got to stand on this pole and was just like in the clouds by myself. It was absolutely incredible.
I'm going into like parent mode with you.
Yes.
I'm like, don't go on those cliffs.
Well, my mom was like, if you go ATVing, just please don't tell me that you're going ATVing. And like, let me know when you're done ATVing. And I will say I was a little scared.
I'm looking up your Instagram right now.
No, please do. Because the first picture, I'm literally in the clouds. And it just like, isn't that crazy?
I'm looking at it now. It looks like you're literally above the clouds.
I am. I'm at like one of the highest points.
Showing Megan. I don't like this.
I know. Sweet. Oh,
what happens if you fall and then I'm like, I don't have a podcast partner?
Well, I was the only one of the three of us to go up on that pole. Let me just say that. They were like, you know, the instructor was like, who wants to do it? And Allie and Carson were like, she does. She does. She's young. She does. Yeah, she wants to do it.
I'm looking at your pics. They're gorgeous. They remind me of, remember like Windows 98 screensavers that are just breathtakingly beautiful?
Of course.
That's what it looks like.
That is literally.
You went on a Windows 98 trip.
I did. It was what Crete is really all about. And I even.
How big is the island, by the way, like compared to like Hawaii? Or something.
I think it's bigger than Hawaii. Oh, okay. Just because it's less, it's not like an archipelago. It's one sort of thing. Mm-hmm. But it's not that big. It's really just like small little communities within it.
And how long were you there?
I was there for 8 nights.
Oh my gosh.
And I made, there's this beach called Seitan Lamani, which means evil ports. It's actually another Instagram that I posted because it's called like Satan's Gate is sort of what it means. Please do. And it's this, you have to hike
Satan's
down.
Satan's Gate?
It's like, yeah. You have to hike down this 5-minute hike, which was actually very terrifying. Yep. Two tourists Showing had me. Died there last year and I made Carson. Allie did not want to participate. I made Carson drive me at 6:45, 7 a.m. to go look at the sunset on this beach. Mm-hmm. And the beach is so small, it's probably 50 feet wide. And so once 10 or 15 people are there, the beach is sort of ruined.
Yeah.
And I made her go early and we had a private beach to ourselves, and we were just like in the water. I mean, like,
It's just unbelievable.
It was absolutely incredible. And like looking at it from the top, it's like this just... It's
breathtaking.
I mean,
right?
That's how small the beach is.
She's showing me. It's super small.
It's tiny. And we were just there.
It's like
in
a tiny parking lot.
Basically. Open blue water. You know, this is what it looks like from the top of the cliff. So it's, it's breathtaking.
Yeah.
It's just, it was the greatest thing in the world.
Now she's showing me cutesy pictures of them cuddling up. Yeah.
Actually, shout out to my girlfriend.
That's right.
Today is her 35th birthday, so it's kind
happy
of a big one.
Day,
happy birthday, baby.
She's such an amazing person. I hope that someday she comes on to the show. Yes, she is.
Is she?
Yes, she is.
Okay. I guess she is.
Just, she's very like...
I won't allow that. She is going to give you all my secrets.
No, she does need to come on the show. We'll have her on.
Yeah,
listen, we have this new board where we can call people in.
She'll be like, what do you want? Do you want me to tell you how terrible Darren is? I'll tell you how terrible Darren is.
Oh, well, no. Happy birthday, Carson.
Happy birthday,
Carson. By the way,
Carsey.
She's Greek, so that kind of played into this trip a little bit.
Her heritage is from there, and
well,
she
that's
was
what
actually,
I mean,
yeah, there, 10, but Crete specifically.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why we chose Crete.
Oh, my God.
So she had actually been there originally 10 years ago, so she sort of knew the island a little bit.
Okay.
But listen, if you're more of the dive bar than club and you want to go to Greece, definitely go to Crete. It was some of the most insane views I've ever seen in my whole life.
I went to Turkey in 2014 for like 2 weeks. And one of the day trips we took was to Kos, which is another island off. It's actually closer to Turkey than it is like mainland Greece. It's one of the Greek Isles. And it's kind of touristy because a lot of people in this town where I was
go to that
right. island. And I had never been to Greece before, but we spent the day there and had delicious food. Just like
it's
you were saying,
best,
the food was unbelievable. And
I can't eat Greek food here anymore.
I know.
And she
like,
told me that.
It,
she's like, you're not going to want Greek food in New York. Like,
and like a lot of Greek and Turkish cuisine, like the Greeks and the Turks argue about who came up with certain cuisines first.
Oh, I definitely
sure
know there's a rift there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so like where I was staying in Turkey, it was like a beach town. The food there was similar to what I was having in Kos in Greece. And I was just like, this is like the best food in the world. Like, and I have lived in Italy for 2 summers and everyone thinks of Italy as the best food. And like, don't get me wrong. It is great.
I would argue that French food's better, but we can have that conversation
Listen,
all day,
I
baby.
Haven't spent enough time in France to know, but I will say Turkey and Kos and that kind of Greek.
Yeah.
The Mediterranean, basically.
It's the Mediterranean. You can't
best.
Beat it.
And it's so cheap, by the way, to the American dollar.
Beers were $1.50. I mean, a euro, whatever, but it equates to $2.
Yeah.
It was... Honestly, like this vacation was one of my favorites, and we just had a fantastic time, and everyone just thought we were exotic.
I would like to mention, if you're wondering, I am out of vacation days for 2019, okay, yeah, so yep. I will not be going on a Greek vacation.
A little weekend trip to Crete.
Yeah.
We only have a 14-hour flight.
And by Crete, you mean the Appalachian Mountains of Maryland. Yeah, got it.
I meant just looking at the camera roll on my iPhone 11.
Oh, should we talk about that?
Well, I had it waiting for me when I got home.
Too bad you couldn't have it while you were there.
I know.
Take those
extra
great
pictures. We both got the midnight
pictures.
Green phone because you and I are super gay.
You and I have the exact same phone now, the iPhone 11 Pro.
Yes.
Midnight green.
Yes.
We'll take wide angle pictures of each other right after
I'm excited.
This.
You know what? I'm excited about the battery life.
The battery's amazing.
Thank God. Because I would have to charge my phone 3 times.
Yeah.
Like,
that's it would a just big be, significant difference.
By the time I got to work, it'd be at like 66%. And I was like, well, I need it throughout the day. So to charge it. It was just like bad.
I had the iPhone 7 and then upgraded to the iPhone 10.
Right.
And that, the iPhone 10 for that time was a great battery.
Great.
Then I had the 10S, which was about the same as the 10, frankly.
You had the 10 and the 10S?
I've had every iPhone that's been out. Yeah, it's annoying. I'm obsessed. What can I say? I remember,
me
I don't know if
Megan have a collective eye roll.
I don't remember if it was, if I mentioned it on the show or not. So apologies if this was just last week, but I remember when I had the first iPhone, I got it in July.
2007. Yeah.
The most advanced smartphone on the market at that time was a BlackBerry with 900 plastic buttons on it.
By the way, still miss my work BlackBerry.
Well, a lot of people
just
do miss
saying.
Their BlackBerries. Yes. There's a reason why it was so popular.
Yes.
But I remember when I had my first iPhone, I was in college and I would like, people would be like, oh my God, you have the, you know, people freaked out.
Remember how thick it was?
And it was very thick and very small, by the way.
Very
iPhones
small.
iPhones have gotten way bigger than they used to be.
Yeah.
But anyway, the big feature on it, which is like so funny now with iPads and just touch screens, was the pinch to zoom on the photos. People would gasp and scream.
Then you'd be like, yeah.
You can pinch the screen.
And like, now we have a camera that takes 3 pictures in one.
In low light mode. And like, yeah, exactly.
It's insane.
The things that a phone itself can do is kind of
well,
crazy.
I mean, you know, a lot of people were complaining about the price. And I hear you. And I didn't go the Pro Max because that just felt like way too big.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like, and listen, you could get it for $699 or $999.
Yeah, $699 for the iPhone 11 now.
But don't you sort of feel that they like chintz out when you get the lower level, like, and you know this better than me. You're heavily involved.
Yeah,
in
I've
it.
Had everyone.
But for me, I was thinking, you know, like, okay, what do I sort of need them both for? You know, I'm deciding between the iPhone 11 and the iPhone 11 Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I don't know. I'd be really pissed getting the 11, finding out that the Pro had like
better features or whatever,
just so much better.
Well,
you know,
yeah, that is a significant thing. The reason I upgrade every year, by the way, is only specifically, well, aside from all the other good stuff, is the camera. I take a lot of photos. I'm like a photographer hobbyist in the making, in a sense. I obviously work in digital, so like that kind of stuff with the video features, especially with the iPhone 11 Pro, it's like the video is finally amazing on it, and you could make a feature film on an iPhone now.
Well, if you remember, I used to talk about my Samsung and how great the photo and camera was. I mean, and it's still the best I've seen. Yeah. This could rival it, though.
Yeah,
this is definitely up there.
The low light mode. Have you taken a low light photo yet?
No, I haven't taken much with it yet.
Here's what you can do. Go into your apartment.
Okay.
Turn off all of the lights.
Okay.
I'm saying everything.
Okay.
Don't leave it. Maybe leave like an ambient light on, like maybe your bathroom light, just for a little bit of light.
Okay.
And look around and notice how pitch black it is.
Mm-hmm.
Take a photo on your iPhone 11 and
flash?
With no flash.
Okay.
It'll auto detect that it needs to do it in low light mode. The low light feature on this phone will pull out all of the light that is in the room that
what?
We can't even see. And it is unbelievable. And if you're listening to this and you don't have an iPhone 11 Pro, it's only on the Pro, by the way.
Exactly.
Just Google iPhone 11 low light comparison photos.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
I will.
And the XS had a great low light feature, but this one is like,
is it going to capture all the spirits that are in my apartment?
It will capture the spirits and all of the ghosts.
So I don't want to take it. It's like there's a figure there. Like, oh.
Oh no, it will. So make sure you take that and bring it in because I want to make sure your energy's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean,
anyway,
incredible.
This is not an ad for Apple,
no,
by the
it
way.
Is not.
We
there.
Just, you and I love to geek out from time to time.
Yeah, you are my like guru for answering these things.
Like
I mean,
said, I've had every damn iPhone. I know everything about them at this point.
Before we move on, just because catching up, I feel like we haven't caught up. The night before I left, I was on an 8 a.m. flight to London.
Oh, God.
And I decided to go to a Madonna show.
In London?
The night before I left.
Oh, in New York.
I saw her at BAM.
Okay, yeah.
I've never seen Madonna before. And I knew she was going to come on late. She came on 11:15 for a 9:30 show.
What?
Grumble, grumble. Yeah,
hate that stuff.
Well, I just think it's rude to your fans. It's one thing if you have a medical condition. It's another thing if this is just consistent. But the thing about this was you had to lock up your phone in those Yonder cases. Have you ever done this?
No.
So, do you know what Yonder is?
No.
Okay, it's kind of like this mesh pouch type of thing. Okay. I mean, not see-through, but it's like a cloth pouch that locks that when you're in security, you have to dump your phone and you get to keep the pouch during the show, but it locks. And the only way that you can open it up is in the exit after you've left the show. So you don't have access to your phone at all. No one was taking pictures. No one was recording the show. There was no one in your face. You know, so as a concert experience, sure, it was amazing. And, you know, and she had said she wants this intimate sort of, you know,
theater. It's a smaller venue.
It was a smaller venue. It wasn't an arena. You could never do it with an arena, but it felt so great. The only thing I didn't like about it was waiting around for an hour and 45 minutes with no phone.
Yeah.
The day before I was about to leave for my trip.
Or was that intentional as well? Because maybe it created a bonding experience.
Well, I think that's true. I mean, you know? I was with one of my really good friends, you know, and it was funny because we would be talking and we would be hanging out and we were like, oh yeah, like how old's Madonna? And I would go to kind of grab my phone. I was like, oh, gotta wait 20 minutes to figure it. Yeah, oh, gotta wait.
Gotta talk about my day now with my friend.
But I will say, if you get a chance to see this show, it's theatrical to the max. It had me entertained. I was wildly surprised in such a good way of how it was. And I'll give it up to Madonna. I mean, at 61, which I found out later on Wikipedia.
You left the venue.
I was like, what's Madonna? It was incredible.
Yeah, one of my best friends is her biggest fan. Shout out to Courtney, who's listening. And the only thing about that, though, is those tickets. Her regular arena tour tickets are unbelievably expensive. And she's one of those big acts that I haven't seen yet that I keep being like, I'm going to do it the next tour. I love Madonna.
Yeah.
Haven't loved her last couple of albums. And yeah, I'm a big fan.
I don't think a lot of people liked Madame X that much.
Or Rebel Heart or MDMA. It's a lot.
I think you're going to see Madonna because it's Madonna and for the nostalgic factor. Yeah. But I don't think anyone is saying Madonna post 2000 is Madonna. I feel like it's pre 2000 that we think of Madonna, or 2005 or whatever. Yeah, I'm not sure of the catalog.
And I'm following her albums. Madame X was actually not that bad. It's not as bad as people make it out to be. Medellin, which I think was the first single, is one of my favorite songs from that album. But anyway, I've never gotten to see her live except, and I just remembered this happened before, I believe, Martinis and Murder. When did we start the show? 17?
January 2017.
So the night before Election Day 2016, it's literally the night before, she's tweeting about maybe a live pop-up performance somewhere to get people out and voting. And I'm staying at work a little bit late and I'm like, let me see what happens here. Cause maybe she'll pop up out here at 30 Rock and I'll just be able to catch her. Well, it was a riddle and all these, I can't remember exactly happened. Yeah. But long story short, it was, I figured out that she was going to be performing at Washington Square Park. And I was like, is this really going to happen? Let me just run down here right off the F train from work, pop out. There's maybe 50 to 100 people, I can tell, looking around, is Madonna going to perform?
Yeah.
Car pulls up, out pops Madonna and her son with a guitar. She comes over to this middle area at Washington Square Park where you can stand around in a giant circle. And I got to watch her perform five or six songs, just her and a guitar and one or 200 people.
That's incredible.
It was crazy. Yeah. And she was promoting to get out there and vote and
of course,
that whole thing and anti-Trump stuff, which Madonna is very clearly anti-Trump. But
and her show, I will say, was very political.
She's a very political person.
It was very politically leaning and not necessarily fuck Trump. It wasn't outwardly, but it was certainly
political culture, maybe.
100%. Yeah. Very revolutionary, very abortion.
Oh, okay.
Talked a lot about that. Which was, you know, interesting. And it was certainly
art.
It was art. Yeah. I mean, it was more art than it was just a musical performance.
Yeah.
But her tickets were so expensive. If I didn't get the tickets for free, I wouldn't have gone.
Got it. I was just wondering if you like paid for them. I didn't think.
I was a lucky caller on something.
Nice.
Let's just say it's good to have friends in the music industry.
Got it. Okay. Well, if you happen to upon other Madonna tickets, let me know because I'd love to see her.
I will. Yes, I will. I'll take you next time.
We're going to wrap up here in a second, but I do want to mention I saw Wicked, the musical. Speaking of theater, you've never seen it. I had never seen it, but
Did you listen to the soundtrack?
I had loved the soundtrack.
Popular.
Yeah. I was a huge fan of the soundtrack in college, especially. Like, I remember downloading it on my old iPod. I hope that everyone if you're ever in New York City and you want to see a show, or because we get this a lot, all of us who live in New York, what should I see? And I know Wicked's been out since 2003, but it was so good.
It's a well done performance. The music is great.
The music is so fun. And it's like from literally start to finish, it's so fun, which not every Broadway show is like that. So, go and see it. I saw it with a couple of my really good friends and it reinvigorated the soundtrack. And I literally can't stop singing songs from it.
Yeah.
And it's been 2 weeks ago. So that should tell you. I wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Do you watch American Horror Story?
I don't.
I don't really either.
Yeah.
But
I should, because I really like
that kind of stuff.
I really like Ryan.
Ryan Murphy.
I really like his stuff.
Like Glee. You'd love Glee.
Well,
yep.
You know, I like the Glee project.
You do love the Glee project.
Having never seen Glee.
Which was an Oxygen show back in the day.
And it was my favorite Oxygen show. And I love a cappella.
Yeah.
So you think I'd love
You would think,
Glee.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Ryan Murphy runs American Horror Story. Well, this season is American Horror Story 1984. And it's like camp themed. Like, think Jason Voorhees meets the Night Stalker. Like, you get a serial killer. So it kind of is in the vein of like Martinis and Murder in a sense. So I've been watching it with a friend of mine. And
is it good?
It's pretty good.
Do you need to see previous seasons or is it everything's just brand new?
Every season's like a different season.
Okay.
So you don't have to have like watched it before. So that's also another good
nice.
Thing.
That's an incentive.
And I'm not really a gory TV show / movie person. I hate that kind of stuff. But this, I do love those horror movies from the 80s.
Right.
They make October so good. Megan, who runs Rocky
Halloween
Horror Picture Show,
yeah.
is a great
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Huge fan.
Anyway, I just was curious. And if you guys are listening and watching American Horror Story, tell me what you think. We do have a question before we wrap up today's show.
Yeah, I thought this was an interesting one to sort of end on. Alessandra Mendez Carrillo mm-hmm. on our Facebook page asked, what are you curious about right now?
Such a good question.
And I feel like it's very open-ended.
Yeah.
What are you curious about right now?
I am curious if I'm being completely honest.
Go.
When I think about curious and what's been on my mind, and I don't want to make it political, but I am curious if our president will be impeached.
You know, it's funny because I was going to say something similar to that.
Yeah.
I have my opinions on what I think is going to happen with that.
Sure.
So I'm sort of I'm less curious about that question I feel like we kind of know the answer to it a little bit.
Yeah.
But along that vein about it, for me, I'm sort of curious as to say to myself, 2020 is coming up. Obviously it's right around the corner.
Yeah,
everyone's ramping
is.
Up. But I think for me, it's more about, the discourse sort of around it. And like, are people going to start realizing that we need to really like listen to each other and not just like cancel everything we don't like and silence people we don't like. And like, it's really important to listen to opinions. And I heard someone say yesterday, in order to get to someone to listen to you, they have to like you. And I was like, that's a really good point.
It's fair,
you know,
yeah.
for me, like in order for me to really want to listen to someone, I have to kind of like them and it makes it a lot easier. And I just hope we can sort of get to that point of liking each other again, because it seems so polarized that it just, you know, if you watch the news nonstop, and you shouldn't be, you should be only listening to Martinis and Murder.
Exactly.
But if you want to be a woke citizen, I guess it's important to watch the news. Everything feels so terrible and feels so awful and feels like, you know, the apocalypse is going to happen. And for me as a person, I don't necessarily think that. And I tend to be pretty positive. I'm a skeptic, but I'm a very positive person. And so I'm just curious if we can sort of get back to at least a way that we can have conversations again and disagree without being disagreeable. And it's okay to be friends with people you disagree with and everyone's different. And hopefully we can come back to a culture where we can embrace it. The impeachment thing, I think I personally, just putting out a bet there, and I don't really know, this is nothing to do with my views. I feel like he could be impeached, but he's not going to leave office.
That's
because, you know,
say.
I don't think the Republicans are going to allow that to happen.
Yeah.
But I do see it sort of coming up to play.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah, for people who don't know, which I don't know that I really knew this until.
Again, I leave for Crete and everything happens.
Everything happens, right?
I thought the world would stop when I was away.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, the way it works is like, it's pretty clear that a law has been broken or two or three or four.
Yeah, high crimes and misdemeanors is sort of the, yeah. is the right term for it. And I think people are divided on what they would define as a high crime and misdemeanor.
Well, that's true.
And so
the
I
president
don't,
included.
The
yeah.
Well, yeah, I think mostly the people in politics are sort of confused on it.
Yeah.
But that seems to be the the hot button issue at the moment.
Yeah, so I'm curious how that will play out just from a citizen of the country. You know?
Yeah.
And let's be honest, you know, the president of the United States has obviously huge influence over the Department of Justice and how a lot of the stuff we talk about here on the show plays out in a lot of ways. So that's a great question, Alessandra.
Yes, thank you so much for it. Guys, keep submitting questions to us on Martinis and Murder. We're happy to answer any and all. In fact, I think it's part of our discussion, sort of an announcement at the top. You know, we put like, want to ask us a question on another shot. Please just add to that because we actually pull a lot
of
our-
In the Facebook group.
Excuse me. We pull a lot of questions from there. We always take DMs. Any tweets you guys have for us, we'd be happy to answer questions. It's just good to be back.
Absolutely. We're so happy to have you back. I do want to do one last thing. A big announcement.
Okay.
For this weekend, we have a bonus episode.
That was my drum roll.
And I have been teasing this before, and I'm going to announce it now because I want people to make sure they listen.
It's a strange bonus episode.
It's a strange bonus episode.
On Friday.
About a month and a half, 2 months ago, I tease that someone from Stranger Things is a fan of the show.
Yes.
Well, that someone came in and recorded an episode with me, Darren.
Again,
when you unfortunately were not here.
I wasn't here.
So make sure you are subscribed because this weekend we're throwing up a bonus episode with Randy Havens.
Yeah.
Who plays none other than Mr. Clark from Stranger Things.
He's the AV, teacher.
Yeah, the AV mentor, but yeah, science teacher. And I will just say this. We talk about him. We talk about his previous work. We talk about true crime. But then we talk about Stranger Things for a good, like, 30 minutes.
Yep.
And, like, for me to just have the opportunity to sit here with an actor from Stranger Things, my favorite show.
I can't believe I missed you geeking
out. You would have freaked out.
Nerd flares were up, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's funny, actually, you say that because I... my friend Allie, who we were on in Crete with, she's also a big like sci-fi, like tech nerd. She works at Netflix.
So
she was talking to me about the show she works on. And I was like, girl, your nerd flares are up right now. And she's like, nerd flares. I was like, listen to Martini's Murder.
Yeah, listen to the show.
It's a thing. And so she'd be like, my flares are up. So I brought it to international waters,
if you will,
the nerd flares.
I love you took a picture of the Martini's and Murder sticker that's still at.
2 years later
in
Paris. It is still up. Carson was like, you should have brought new ones. It's kind of fading. And I was like, I got to get them from John.
But that's what makes it cool though.
Right.
It's like, you see the time have gone
We went
gone
back.
By.
I remember
where is it exactly?
I believe it is in the 9th arrondissement because that is usually where I stay in the canals. So if you're in the 9th, please go check it out. It should be by the 9 hotel where we've stayed before.
Okay.
But I told Carson, we only had a day there and I was like, we got to go find one of the stickers.
So
she was
cool.
Like, it was here when I was there like 6 months ago. And so took a picture again.
Shout out to the company that made the sticky part of that sticker that's let it stay on there for 2 years.
Exactly. What a glue.
Amazing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you guys, that's so fun. You guys tune in for Randy Havens
tomorrow.
And then we have a full episode of another case.
Good to be back, guys.
And we will see you next time.
Yes, bye.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.